que ojalá que
Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Her name is Anka. She supposed to be interpreting the conversation for him. Now, he is known for his love of music, born in Argentina. His musical style and different genres of music has molded him into a bright, shining light. But, you know, he is also, other than music, he has become a written writer. He's wrote a book. So his life, we can't tell in one show. So we're going to do a part two later down the road. But on this show, we're going to concentrate a little bit about his upbringing and about his book. So, Anka, could you translate what I just said to Fernando, please?
Sí, sí. O sea, entonces que vamos a hablar, hay dos partes. La primera parte es ese show. En ese show queremos saber mucho de tu crecencia,
sí.
Y después el libro también.
Bueno, perfecto. Me parece bien, muy bien. Bárbaro. Empecemos cuando quieran.
Sí, we can start whenever you want. And thank you for having us on the show, Terry.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So could you ask him when he started with the music and when did he start being a writer?
Okay.
Bueno, empecé en la música desde adolescente, gracias a escuchar a ver una película de Dexter Gordon, sobre la vida de Dexter Gordon, y después con una influencia muy fuerte de Branford Marsalis.
Yeah, so I started with music as a teen, as an adolescent, actually, thanks to a movie that I saw of Dex Gordon and Brandon...
Y Branford Marsalis.
Branford Marsalis.
Okay, okay. What did he get the idea that he wanted to write a book?
And... ¿Y dónde sacaste la idea para escribir el libro?
Cuando estudié armonía, me apasioné con la armonía musical y con todo lo que el desarrollo que la música de jazz logró con la armonía, y empecé a plantearme por qué no había más opciones a nivel de colores y a nivel de emociones.
So when I studied harmony, I really fell in love with the idea, and I started to question and ask myself why there weren't more options in the way of colors and emotions in music.
Bueno, eso me llevó a escribir el libro que lo tenía guardado como muy para mí desde hace 20 años, y ahora con la pandemia, con esto que ocurrió a nivel global que nos mantuvo a todos parados, lo lancé y le di forma como para lanzarlo al público.
So, I mean, this was essentially the what started and what was the motivation of the book, but really it was during the pandemic that, you know, when everything, the whole world stopped, I was able to actually put in motion this idea that I have had for over 20 years coming. And with the pandemic, I was able to sit down and write the book and finish my ideas.
Durante ese lapso estuve componiendo un montón de música con este libro, basado en este libro que lancé ahora.
And during that lapse of time, I was also actually composing. I was writing. I was doing my music and using the theory from the book itself and putting it into practice.
I'm going to let Chris ask him a question real quick.
Yep. Yeah, my first question for Fernando is, you know, different people who write books, you know, sometimes it's easy to get the flow and get the thoughts out, and sometimes it takes a while. What was that like for Fernando?
Yeah. ¿Cómo fue el idea de escribir el libro en sí? Porque dice, para algunas personas las palabras vienen solamente y para otras personas les cuesta escribir y todo eso.
No, yo me crié en una familia muy intelectual y con mucha formación de académica y mucha formación cultural. Muchas obras de teatro, danza,
yes.
Libro, eso desde muy pequeño.
So I actually, I mean, in that sense, maybe there wasn't difficulty, as you would say, because I grew up in a household with very academic people, with a lot of culture, books, knowledge, always talking about art, things like that.
Esa parte no es difícil para mí. La otra parte de la vida es más difícil.
Like, this part of my life isn't difficult at all. He's like, other parts of my life, that's a difficult thing.
No.
Well, okay, well, ask Fernando, say, when he was talking about, he wanted to see about the colors and the music, he don't have no vision impairment, do he? Because I never heard that said before, trying to see the colors in music.
Dice, claro, cuando vos estabas hablando sobre el tema de color y la música, dice, él no tiene como problemas de vista, ¿no es cierto? Porque yo nunca escuché a alguien hablar de música en ese idea de colores.
Lo que pasa es que muchas veces lo que sucede con los músicos, que es un poco la crítica que yo hago, es que los músicos nos enfocamos en conceptos musicales como si fuera una ciencia prácticamente exacta.
Mm-hmm.
Y en realidad lo que estamos tratando de mostrar al público son emociones, sensaciones, qué es lo que percibe la gente. La gente no sabe de escalas y acordes.
Okay, so actually, I feel like that's part of the main critique that I make in this book and in general. Many times we feel that as musicians that music is an exact science, or we try to treat music as an exact science, when in fact it's not. It's extremely emotional, and what we try to do as musicians is try to write or express that music or that those emotions in some way. So it's not science, it's emotion.
You know, Sam, you just made a good point, because I have heard music before that when I hear it, it sounds like summertime because it's light and airy, and you thinking you're out there on the beach feeling good. So I really can connect to that, because some music can be sad, like at funerals, and some music can be upbeat that make you want to dance. So that's a really good point. I can see the emotions and the sounds, how they make you feel like you're in a different time and space.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Bien. Entonces, eso de decir, claro, justamente porque hay música que yo he escuchado que me hace sentir como el sentimiento de verano, que estoy en la plaza.
Sí.
Y hay música que te hace sentir que estás en una casa funeral.
Sí.
Estoy muy triste.
Sí.
Entonces, justamente hay emoción relacionado con música, música relacionado con emoción. Entonces ella dice, claro, yo entiendo de qué
bueno,
habla.
Y eso que vos percibís como música triste, música de verano, eso está logrado con muy pocos elementos teóricos musicales. Imagínate si ampliáramos el abanico de elementos armónicos y musicales, se podrían lograr emociones mucho más fuertes, más diversas, más inclusivas de otras relaciones.
And
de otras realidades.
Yes. So imagine that the music that you're talking about, where you feel those emotions that you were describing, those are realized or composed with very little theoretical elements of music. Now imagine that music, if it was amplified, and that there were elemental or theoretical elements and musical knowledge that would be applied to that music or to music in general, we would actually, what it would create is a more diverse, a more inclusive,
and a deeper
feeling of emotion,
la subjetividad de cada artista.
In the subjectivity of every single artist that composes. So you would get even more emotion. We would be able to express ourselves even more if we included those theoretical elements. And that's basically what the book is trying to get at.
Okay, well, I truly agree with you, because I believe that music is universal. But right now, Chris has another question, so I'm going to let him ask his question.
Yes, my next question for Fernando is, Are there any idols or people that he idolized growing up and or even today that played jazz like he does, that beautiful genre?
Oh, sí, muchísimo. Están los artistas que yo amo del pasado y están los artistas del presente, que hay muchísimos.
Okay, so he's saying yes, of course, there are many, many artists that definitely have influenced him or that he still listens to. So there are, and he categorizes them into two, the jazz from his past and from what's happening now. So from his past,
Coleman Hawkins,
decilo vos.
Coleman Hawkins, Dexter Gordon, Charlie Parker, of course. Wow,
really?
So many.
Charlie Parker, that's a country
guest
singer.
And
wow.
See?
Yes.
Charlie Parker is the number one for me.
Where
did
it go now?
Okay. Wow. He is good. Yeah.
And from his present?
Y del presente, bueno, Zoe de Francesco, que falleció hace poquito.
Who passed away not too long ago.
Bueno, Chick Corea, Brad Meldó, Joshua Redman, muchos.
Many.
Many. Branford Marsalis is the main influence in my tenor play.
Mm-hmm.
¿Se entendió?
Do you understand?
Yeah,
Bradford Marsalis is his main influence in his tenor play.
El Branford Marsalis hace 20 años.
And it's been 20 years that
no
it's,
el de ahora.
Not from now, from 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Is he planning to write a book that will help people learn how to play, like show the notes, how to learn how to play, or is it just about the love of music and, you know, the emotion behind that?
Bien, si estás planeando, si tienes organizado escribir un libro que va a ayudar a la gente a aprender cómo tocar, o es solamente un libro que habla de tu amor de la música.
No, en realidad es un libro de armonía que se puede aplicar a cualquier instrumento, este libro que escribí, y que habla de que hay muchos elementos dentro de la música tonal que se pueden usar para componer y que son tan válidos como los tradicionales que se usan. Eso es este libro. Tengo planeado un futuro libro que va a ser sobre una teoría general. Esto es algo desde lo particular a lo general, y lo otro va a ser de lo general a lo particular.
Particular a
general.
Yeah, a general. Okay, so so this book is in fact it's a harmonic book, and what it talks about is the many elements within tonal language or within tonal music, and it includes scales and accordions. Chords, sorry, not scales. It includes chords. But this goes more from the particular to the general, and maybe in the future he'll be looking at reversing that and going more from general into specific, particular.
El libro está inspirado en el trabajo de George Russell.
Mm-hmm. The book is actually inspired in George Russell's book that he had written, The Lydian Chromatic Concept of Tonal Organization. And it's kind of expanding on some of his ideas.
Well, I wish him a whole lot of luck with that. And Chris has another question for him. So I'm going to let Chris, I can't get my tongue twisted.
Okay. Yeah, my next question for Fernando is, you know, he has this book out, and, you know, that's wonderful, but does he have any music projects coming up?
Sí. Empecé a principio de año intentando grabar mi cuarto CD, pero bueno, hubo problemas ahí en la banda, no es sencilla la convivencia entre los músicos, y bueno, quedó parado ese trunco, pero estoy buscando gente para poder grabarlo.
Okay, so actually, at the beginning of this year, I started recording my fourth CD, or my fourth album, And for band-related reasons, we weren't able to complete it, so it's kind of on hold. But I'm looking for musicians to complete the project.
Okay.
Cool.
You know, when you said band, I know a lot of musicians, and a lot of times the bands, you know, they have their own personal issues that hold up stuff. But could you ask for now, is he going to do an instrumental, you know, cut? Because I like soft music and stuff in the background and for dinner, and I don't mind by the CD to support him, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the question because it got cut out right, I guess, where you were asking. Can you repeat, please?
Yes, I was asking, is he going to do anything that's going to be instrumental? Because a CD, you know, I would like to buy one because it's good to play in the background when you're having dinner or someone over visiting you. And I don't mind supporting him by getting a CD if he's going to put one out.
Yeah, for sure. Entonces ella te pregunta si vas a componer algo instrumental, como música instrumental, porque a ella le gusta tenerlo en el fondo cuando está haciendo cosas, entonces le encantaría comprarlo y como apoyarte
bueno, en
eso.
Toda mi música es instrumental, así que bueno, podés ir a Spotify, están ahí todos los tres CD, están ahí subidos en esa plataforma. Y lo puedes escuchar tranquilamente en cualquier cena, almuerzo.
He's saying all of his music is in fact instrumental music, so you can enjoy anything that he has and what he's going to have in the future. His music is actually on Spotify, so if you look up Fernando Carranza,
Fer Carranza Jazz.
There you go, Fer Carranza Jazz in Spotify, you'll find his albums, his music is there.
Okay, I'm going to do that because I love instrumental music. Chris has another question real quick because we got about maybe 5 minutes left on the clock. So go ahead, Chris.
Yes, my next question is, you just mentioned that, you know, his music is on Spotify. Is it, could I find it, could people find it like on YouTube as well?
Bueno, está en Spotify y está en YouTube también.
También está en Fernando Carranza.
Okay, and on YouTube, yeah, he's also on YouTube, and he's on YouTube as Fernando Carranza. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So on Spotify, it's just Fer, Fer Carranza Jazz. And on YouTube, it's his full first name, Fernando Carranza.
Okay, one more time. You said that on Spotify, it's under Fer Carranza?
Exactly.
Okay.
With double R, right? Carranza. Fer Carranza.
Jazz.
Jazz. J-A-Z-Z.
Okay, I like how you said a disease, that. That sounds sexy, that. That's my disease.
I knew you were going to say that. It's so funny. I'm like, I came out very Canadian. I sold myself.
Okay, I like that. Well, let Fernando give a shout out and his last words that he want to say to the listeners, because we have people in 35 countries around the globe who tunes into our radio show. So for the global listeners, would he like to say something special?
Bien, así que para el mundo, como tu última palabra para el show, que serán, yo diría que le decís el título
bueno,
libro.
Que,
pero,
sí.
Lo
bueno,
que quieres que todo el mundo sepa.
Lo que quisiera que todo el mundo sepa es que todo lo que yo hago está dedicado a Dios y a la Virgen, que es todo religioso el material que yo hago, y que vayan a buscar mi libro, que está en www.fercarranza.com/shop.
Okay, great. So first and foremost, I just want to let everybody know that everything that I do for him and the Virgin Mary. So everything I do, I dedicate, is religious. It's what inspires me, or I do it for God and for the Virgin Mary. And of course, if you want to find my book is called the Blue Book of Emotional Sensory Practice in Music. And if you want to find it, it's available online for download at www.fercarranza.com/shop. So that's FERCARRANZA.com/shop.
All right now. Okay, Anka. I'm going to start saying Zan Zan for my Z's. I like that, girl. That sounds Zan Zan. I like that. Raquel Fernando, I so thank you, Popa Vor, for being here tonight.
Yeah, Popa Vor.
Kisses. And thank you, Anka, for being here to interpret for me and Chris. I so appreciate you.
Yes.
And please, when y'all got time between you and your newborn, you know, your toddler and everything, come back. Let me know, and I'll get you back here. But he wanted to bring that sex.
All right. Great. Thank you for having us. And great. Thank you. We'll see each other next time and hopefully with the sex.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'll stay back. Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias, Terry. Muchas gracias, Chris. Bendiciones.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for having us.
Muchas gracias. You're welcome.
Muchas gracias.
Bueno, gracias.